bold nanny, proud Sam Shire.
Brave Bogle, hopeful Gordon.
Visionary Gabby, strong manly.
Dependable Bustamante.
Jamaica's national heroes built this nation, but what were they like when they were children and young adults? Excite your imagination and join the JIS every day during Heritage Week for fictional stories of our national heroes as children.
High in the green mountains of the East live a young woman who was always getting into trouble for going on long hikes in the forest and for hunting instead of looking after the chickens and weeding the vegetable gardens. Her mother would fret until she saw her daughter arrive carrying mountain doves for her family to cook over a slow fire and eat. Nanny's people always had to be on the watch, for they were free Africans who were in danger of being trapped and returned to a life of bondage on the plantations. One bright moonlight night, when Nanny was about 10 years old, Nanny, her brother Kwao, and friends Kofi and Yao decided to go all the way down to the lagoon to catch fish. It was a night of a full moon, and big cooking fish were sure to be there. After a short time, they heard horses approaching. Nanny and her friends lay down flat and saw a small group of armed men in uniform coming along the road. It was the militia looking for runaways. It was not wise to stay there until daylight, so the children crept back into the bush. But Nanny smelled a cooking fire.
Jinna, the runaways found the cave. We must help them before the militia gets there.
But Nanny, they have guns.
Yes, but we have to be on the side of what is right. Yao, stay here and keep watch. Agu.
Akwaba.
Mother, men with guns are near. You must leave now and come with us.
We're happy to leave, but my granddaughter is pregnant and hurt. If she moves, she may die.
I can take her. Mother, please go with my brother and my friend. They will take you to safety. We have little time.
They set off, Nanny with the pregnant girl, and the boys had the others. When daylight eased its way into the sky, Nanny and the young woman were still far from home. And in the distance, the men with dogs were closing in. Nanny knew the danger of giving away the location of her village, so she went down a gorge to cross the narrow point of a river to the other side. It was a very difficult route, but it was their best chance. The young woman was trying to be brave, but from how she was holding her side, Nanny saw that she was in great pain. Nanny lifted her on her back and made her way down the side of the gorge, holding onto bushes and plants to keep her balance. She got to the bottom, crossed to the other side, and started to climb up, now fully exposed to the men with guns who were now on the opposite bank. She heard the leader give the order to load their weapons. Nanny laid the young woman in a sheltered nook behind a boulder and faced the men. Bending on her knees, her back now to the hunters, she raised both arms up to the still gray sky.
Eternal Father, bless our land. Guard us with thy mighty hand.
The first cracks from the guns broke the peace of the valley. A wild boar nearby darted further into the bush. A flock of parakeets left a tree as if on one pair of wings. A volley of gunshot traveled across the valley towards Nanny, and with her upraised arm, she caught them. And with a downward arc of her arm, she sent them back to the men. Later, when the young woman had given birth to her baby, she whispered this story to her mother, who told her to hush, and then prayed against bad thoughts. Back on the plantation being treated for wounds, the men also told this story. They were believed, as they had the scars to prove it.
You have just heard the fiction series Young Heroes, inspired by the National Heroes of Jamaica. Young Heroes is written by Gwyneth Harold Davidson for the 50th anniversary of the Jamaica Information Service. Continue to celebrate the heroes and open new pages at jis.gov.jm/youngheroes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.